This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Living as God's Image, What It Means to Reflect the Divine. It offers a simplified but meaningful look at what it means to be made in the image of God, how that truth shapes our identity, our relationships, and our role in the world. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix visuals, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore the theological background in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? This timeless question has intrigued people for centuries. The Bible tells us that every person is made in the image and likeness of God, but how do we live out that truth in our daily lives? Unlike academic discussions that delve into linguistic and theological nuances, this article explores the Imago Dei, Latin for image of God, in practical and relatable terms. What does this truth mean for our identity, our relationships, and the way we interact with the world around us? A story introduced to me by my wife in a moment of despair that beautifully illustrates the practical outworking of this truth is Loren Isley's The Star Thrower. In the story, a man walks along a beach littered with thousands of stranded starfish, picking them up one by one and throwing them back into the ocean. When questioned by a passerby about the futility of his efforts, the man replies, "It made a difference for that one." This story captures the essence of living as an image bearer of God. Each person is uniquely valuable because they reflect God's image, and even the smallest acts of love and stewardship can have eternal significance. In the same way, embracing the Imago Dei means recognizing the inherent worth of every individual and responding to the opportunities God places in our path to make a difference. So, what does it truly mean to be made in the image of God? How does this truth shape how we live, love, and serve in a world that is broken yet beautiful? Let's explore this transformative reality together. What does it mean to be made in God's image? The phrase, image of God, comes from the opening chapters of Genesis. In Genesis 1 verses 26 and 27, God says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Unlike the ancient cultures that limited divine status to kings, the Bible declares that every person, regardless of gender, status, or ability, shares in this divine connection. Being made in God's image doesn't mean we physically resemble him. Instead, it speaks to our ability to reflect his character and represent him in the world. This includes relationships. God created us to live in loving relationships with him and with each other, reflecting his relational nature. Moral responsibility. As bearers of God's image, we are called to live with justice, compassion, and integrity. Creativity and stewardship. Just as God is a creator, we are called to care for the earth and use our gifts to bring beauty and order to the world. How sin distorts the image. Though we are made in God's image, something has gone wrong. The Bible tells us that sin entered the world through the disobedience of Adam and Eve. This rebellion against God didn't erase the Imago Dei, but it did distort it. Relationships were broken, and humanity's ability to fully reflect God's character was compromised. Even in a broken world, the Bible reminds us that every person retains their God-given dignity. Genesis 9 verse 6 reaffirms this truth, emphasizing the sacredness of human life. But how can this image be restored? Christ, the perfect image of God. The good news is that God didn't leave us in our brokenness. Jesus Christ, described in Colossians 1 verse 15 as the image of the invisible God, came to restore what was lost. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus perfectly reflects God's character and provides a path for us to be transformed into his likeness. When we put our faith in Christ, the process of restoration begins. As 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says, we are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory. This transformation isn't just about personal change, it's about reflecting God's love and justice in every area of life. Living as God's image today, what does it look like to live as an image bearer of God in today's world? Here are three practical ways to embrace this calling. 1. Embrace your worth. Every person has inherent value because they are made in God's image. This truth should shape how we see ourselves and how we treat others. 2. Seek justice and compassion. Reflecting God's image means standing up for the vulnerable, fighting against injustice, and showing kindness to all. 3. Care for creation. As stewards of the earth, we have a responsibility to protect and nurture the environment, honoring God's creation. A hope for the future. The Bible promises that one day the Imago Dei will be fully restored. In the new creation, we will perfectly reflect God's glory, living in harmony with him, with each other, and with the world. Revelation 22 verse 5 gives us a glimpse of this future. They will reign forever and ever. Until that day, we are called to live as ambassadors of God's kingdom, sharing his love and truth with the world. Conclusion: being made in the image of God is not just a theological idea, it's a transformative reality. It tells us who we are, why we matter, and how we are meant to live. As we embrace our identity as God's image bearers, we reflect his love, creativity, and holiness in a world that desperately needs hope. So, what will you do with this truth? How will you live as God's image today?